Siman Aleph of Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim. We'll jump into it. So the Mechaber starts out, he says, Yisgaber ka'ri la'amod ba'boker la'avodas boro. A person should strengthen himself like a lion to wake up in the morning to serve his Creator. So, just to connect to what we said last night, just to give you an idea, I won't do this every time, but just for the first time, if you look at the Tor would have listed the whole of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's statement about you have to be Az Kanemer, Vakal Kanesher, Ratz Katsviv, Gibor Kari, in your service of Avinu Shebashamayim. But since the Shulchan Aruch is just being Misakem, the bottom line, halacha, what he saw there is practical, is just this one point, that when you get up in the morning, you should be like a lion in the service of Hashem. Now, I can't help but ask an old question, which is, have you ever actually seen lions before? They're the most lazy creatures under the sun. They sleep 16 hours a day, they sit around, the women do all the work, they don't do anything. So I don't know if, I didn't see that question in the usual suspects, like in the Nosa Kalim, but I see it implicit in as much as the question is, what does it mean to be like a lion? So the Taz says that the idea is, you should be, the lion is fearless. The lion is the king of the jungle, he's fearless. And the point of this Mishnah isn't that you should jump out of bed roaring and ready to go. In fact, we'll see, you're not supposed to jump out of bed. But you're supposed to be fearless in your facing, in your confrontation with the Yetzirah. And that will actually be borne out. Mishnah Berurah will speak about it. But that the point is, whatever your Yetzirah says, oh, come on, I'm too tired, it's too cold, it's too much. No, no, no. Like a lion, look it down, eyeball to eyeball, and say, we're going to go forward. And that's the Mechaber's way of starting a person's Avodas Hashem, is be fearless in your fight with the Yetzirah. Now, La'amol again means to wake up in the morning, which, so, fine, that's how it goes. Shehehu ma'or hashachar. The Mechaber says that a person should be the one who awakens the dawn, which means that he should be getting up before Alos HaShachar, before first light, which we'll call for now, as different shitas, so 72 minutes or an hour and a half before, say 72 minutes before sunrise, which is very, very early. Okay? Now, in case you haven't noticed, most people do not do that already, off the bat. So, the Achronim all discuss this, and they basically say something reassuring, I think, which is, the principle is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to his briyosav b'churni, he doesn't come to trick us, and in a changed world where people are keeping different hours than they did in the good old days, this halacha has its application. There's much room for, much more room to be lenient and to say that was then, this is now. Why do they say that? Because in the good old days, people, when the sun set, it was more or less bedtime for most people. And so therefore, that was bedtime, and you don't want to waste your day, so you have to get up to serve Hashem as soon as you could, as early as possible. Nowadays, people stay up much later because they have electric lighting, and they get up therefore much later. So the post can bring that is acceptable. They actually, many possibly that a person, dafka, should not go to bed, stop learning earlier in the evening so they can get up early. If you're going to learn later, learn later. And that's the way of the world. You're allowed to. Now, in a moment, the Ramah will say, because the Ramah's going to be no gear for the Ashkenazim, anyways, he tones it down and says, just don't get up, don't miss Minyan. At least don't miss Minyan. But we'll see exactly what he says. But this, I'm talking even for the Sephardim who are going to be worried about the Mechaber, there are many who say that this isn't no longer necessarily Ikra Din, and if a person is going to be learning late night, that is acceptable. That is acceptable. Of course, many are careful to get up in Nates, or before Nates, and before. But anyways, that Lahalach Lamaisa, they're lenient on that. An interesting thing that Rav Yitzhak Berkowitz pointed out, though, which he told me, Aruch Chaim, this is Lahalach Lamaisa for all of us, even if we're not getting up before Alos HaShachar, is he said that it's not just, how would a person get up if he's getting up before first light? That means like he's getting up before the roosters. He's getting up early. So that means that a person is going to be, he's Ma'or HaShachar. I mean, it's not that he gets up because the sun woke up, but because he's proactive in his Avodas Hashem. I don't get up because the sun got up. I get up because I'm going to get up. And then, of course, the sun will come back after me. I'm not a passive player. Therefore, he says, Lahalacha, a person has to take a proactive approach to waking up. And he said, this is a din that a person has to have an alarm clock, kind of like that. The point is that you can't just go to bed thinking, when I wake up, I'll wake up. No, because you have to be Ma'or HaShachar. Even if you're not going to fulfill that, the letter of the law, if you will, of getting up before first light, the point is that you're proactive in your Avodas Hashem, in serving Hashem, and therefore, he says, you got to set your alarm clock, and when you go to bed at night, you say, I'm getting up at 6:30, regardless if I'm tired, if it's cold, if I didn't get a good night's sleep, my Avodas starts at 6:30, and I have my Seder to go. He said that, la halacha. Interesting. So, Haga, so the Ramah says, V'alkol panim, whatever happens, lo ya'acher zman ha'tfilah, she'atzibur mispalim. Whatever you do, even if you're going to miss this very early time, which I guess was prevalent in his world too, some want to suggest, I don't know how seriously to take them, it was a lot colder in Poland than it was in Sfat. I don't know if you should take that seriously or not, but in any case, the Metzias was, people were getting up later in Poland, it appears. So he says, at least don't miss getting up in time to daven when the tzibur daven. Don't miss minyan, which the concept is, of course, there's a separate mitzvah to daven the tzibur with the minyan. But Rabbi Akiva Eiver points out, even if you're going to not daven the minyan, let's say, I don't know, you can't get out of bed because you're too sick or whatever it is, you can't make it because it's snowy, you're in a wheelchair, whatever it is, still a person should get up to daven at the same time that the tzibur davens, even if there's plenty of time until the end of the window to daven shacharis. You know, you have 4 hours, halachic hours, since the morning before Shemoneh Esrei, but if your town only has one minyan or whatever, the minyan of the neighborhood davens at 7:30, you should be davening at 7:30 and getting up in time for that, at least. Okay. So, now, on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, La bodas boro, you should get up in service of your Hashem like a lion. Ki lekach nivra ha'adam. So, that is the, says the Mishnah Berurah, that was what a person was created for, to serve his creator. Kamosha Amar Akasav, as the Pasuk says, Kol Anikra Bishmi, everything that's called in my name, V'lichvodi Barasav, etc. was for my, I created it for, was created for my honor, says Hashem. Everything's created for Avodas Hashem, and that's how a person should relate to his life that way. Va'af im, and even if, Yasi Eno Yitzro, that your Yetzahara has raised an objection, Bechoref, when it's cold in the winter, Lomar, Ech Tamad Beboker, how can we get up so early? Ki Akor Gadol, it's freezing outside. Oh, yes, Eno Bekaitz, or he says in the summertime, Lomar, his argument is, Ech Tamad, how can we get up? How can you get up? Mitascha, from your bed. Vadayin Lo Savata Mishnascha, you haven't yet been had enough sleep. Because remember, in the summertime, the nights are short. If you're going to bed after sundown, and, you know, 6 hours later, sunrise again, so, especially in Europe, Rather, it was the farther north you go, so the shorter the nights are in the summertime. So then people are exhausted. It doesn't matter. That's kari. You got to fight it. Yisgaber alav, overcome it. Val yishmalo, don't listen to your yetzahara. V'yachshav benafsho, think to yourself. Iluhaya nitzrich la'amud l'sharas tefnei melech basav adam. If you had to get up for an important appointment to serve a real, regular flesh and blood king, or even just to catch an airplane, kamahaya zahir, how careful would you be, v'zariz, and you'd be on the mark, quick, to get out of bed, la'mod b'hashkama, to get up early, la'hachin atzmo, la'vodoso, to get yourself ready for your big meeting with the president, kol shekein v'kol v'chomer, all the more so, ben benosh l'kol v'chomer, I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah used that very flowery lush of kol v'chomer. But anyways, he says, it's a super duper kol v'chomer, all the more so, l'fnei melech malchim malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're getting up, you have an appointment with Hashem, don't be late, you wouldn't miss it for a regular person, for sure not to meet a meeting with Hashem. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Beis, he talks about in the morning, the Shachar. So he, since we're having you get up according to the Machaber before day begins, he brings the Shla. This is really Kabbalistic in nature, but the Shla, he says, Ksav Sod, he wrote a Kabbalistic idea. L'chaber Yom V'Layla, there's a heavy-duty Kabbalistic idea of connecting the daytime period and the nighttime period with Torah or with Tefillah, with the bridging the gap of the transition with Torah or Tefillah, hen b'boker, hen b'erev, both in the morning and the nighttime, for whatever Kabbalistic reasons. So he's dealing with that because if you're getting up before dawn, when you're learning already, when dawn strikes and the transition is happening to morning, you're already learning Torah, so you're bridging the gap, fulfilling this shla, this Kabbalistic idea. Now, period. New point. Umayyad, immediately kishiyus orer mishnaso, as soon as you get up from your sleep, ve'en rota lishon, and you have no intention to go back to sleep. Yitol yadav, you should wash your hands. Avshinishar mushkov, even if you're planning on staying lying down. Now, I'll finish the sentence, I'll say. Umakol shekain, all the more so, shalo yelach arba amos, belina tilas yadayim. You shouldn't walk dalat amos without washing your hands. But tzarach ma'od yizar b'zeh, you have to be really careful with this. Ubazor kodesh, and in the Zohar, maflik avur zeh ba'an shemod, it makes a big deal that there's serious consequences to not listening to this. Kihu misha al atzmo ruach hatuma, because you're allowing a ruach hatuma, I can't even translate that, whatever it is, you know, ruach hatuma, to stay on it. So it's interesting. This is a din. This sentence read is a din in what we call negelvasser, to wash your hands three times on each side, or four times, and in the morning first thing. There will be plenty of halachas about washing hands later on, but the Mishabura felt right away this is an important din to know was off the bat. There's a din here about washing hands negelvasser. It's a separate din from washing your hands, as we'll see later on, for cleanliness and to, you know, you're a new creation and you have to serve Hashem. This is a din of a Kabbalistic idea that there's a Ruach HaTumah. I don't know how to translate it to you, I'm sorry to say.
Spirit
of uncleanliness. If that means more to you than Ruach HaTumah, I'm happy. That means nothing more to me. But anyway, so sometimes it's better not to translate, I think. But in any case, you have this, when you're, long story short, when a person sleeps, the higher parts of his, the chain of his neshama that connects him to Hashem goes upwards and basically disconnects from the lower parts, and that leaves the body half dead, kilu. When it reconnects, you have like the death energy, or funny, whatever it is, you've got this tumah, the death, lack of lifeness is left behind, and it's less than the fingertips. When you're sleeping, it's your whole body, but as you reawaken, it leaves your whole body and just is left on the tips of your fingers. So he says you should wash those off in the normal way, three times on your side, as you know. He points out this is only if you plan on not going back to sleep. So that means, A, if you plan on lying around in bed for the next half an hour and letting your kids jump around in the bed with you, so then you should wash your hands even though you're not getting out of bed. On the flip side, if you're just getting up to go, I don't know what, because your wife said she left the bottle downstairs, can you bring it up or something, then you would not need necessarily to wash negelvasser, so you're planning to go back to sleep. That's how Berkowitz also posits, you do not need to wash your hands in the middle of the night. I discussed the Malinowitz today, I should point out, that's true, if you get up to go to the toilet in the middle of the night, the same thing, but there's a separate din, nothing to do with this, which is when you haven't washed your hands, we'll see in a little while, that you have to be very careful if you have the Ruach HaTumah in your fingertips not to touch any orifice of your body, your nose, or any of, if you're going to the toilet also, wiping yourself anywhere, nor should you touch food. Okay? So, although it's true if you're going to get the bottle or go to the toilet, you do not wash your hands in negelvasser, you better be careful if you're going to eat, or you're going to blow your nose, whatever it is, to not start sticking your fingers in your nose or touching the baby's formula or wiping yourself and putting your finger inside your end if you're going to not have washed your hands properly, because that's a separate problem. I'm saying you don't need to, but I'm saying, I'm summing up. You do not need to wash your hands negelvasser if you get up in the middle of the night and plan on going back to sleep. As a side point, you know, you better not, if you're going to touch food or touch an orifice of your body, then you have to wash your hands regardless if you're planning on going back to sleep. Okay? Fine. That's the halacha. Okay. Now, at all events, chalilalav or shum isur, whatever happens, you have no right to do any avera, to transgress the isur, avor chesur natilas yadayim, because you don't have water to wash your hands with. Kagon, for example, latzor atzum lahashtin al yadeze. Like, for example, you haven't got your water. Now, he just said we shouldn't walk without washing your hands. So you think, oh, well, I'll wait for the water to come to me and I'll hold it in. Now, you should not do that, right? Take up tmurasim. Or lakach maim shehechin chavera. Or alternatively, just like you shouldn't hold it in, you shouldn't also steal your roommate's water avur atzmo for your own sake. Imlo shabor, unless you're absolutely certain, lo sheyiten take up tmurasim acherim. Unless you know you'll be able to give replacement water. In the second case, you're probably thinking, what's the big deal? But back in Radin, for all I know, they had a pump, and who knows if it was working, and it was freezing, and it was frozen over, and there's no water in. Who knows what? So he's saying, if you don't know that you for sure can place the water, or you are going to have to hold it in, those are halachic, those are me'ikra din halachas. If you take someone's water, that's gezel. If you hold it in, you're over the love of Baal Tashak, so the Torah forbids you to be disgusting. To hold in urine, you like become a bag of excrement, that's an isser. So he's saying something very heavy here. He's saying, as important, the Zohar, which Peter said the Zohar says, ooh, it's very, very bad. But what the Zohar actually says is the Misa B'day Shemaim, you deserve death to let it linger around. But even though he didn't say that, that's what the Zohar is referring to. But all things aside, if you have to weigh, and this is the Mishabura coming out as a halachas on the spot, if you have to weigh between some heavy-duty Kabbalistic idea and some Ikra Din black and white halacha, so then you set aside the Kabbalistic ideas and you worry about the Ikra Din. The Din is, you can't hold it in, you can't take your friend's water, and therefore you have no right to transgress a regular black and white halacha for the sake of a Kabbalistic idea, however heavy duty it is. Okay? So, now, im erasha maim rechokim, what happens if you have the water, it's at a distance from your bed, right? It's in the kitchen or whatever. So you didn't bring it to your bedside. Then and you have no one to bring it to you. Nagu ktsas mebalei hanefesh. There are those, some balei hanefesh. This is a term he uses from time, not infrequently at all. The definition that I discussed today with Rav Milanowitz is someone who, this is his definition, interesting definition. He said it's someone who is concerned on not just fulfilling the letter of the law, but also the spirit of the law. Quite an interesting definition. It took me back, but I'm cool with it. So, but it means, conceptually, it means people who take things very seriously. That was his hagdara. People who want to fulfill not just the letter, but the spirit of the law. So some people are balei nefesh, who accidentally left the water too far away, so they have to now go and get it. But we said you can't walk daladamos. You can't walk. Sorry, excuse me. You said you can't walk to go get them. Daladamos. So what? So what do they? What do those people do? So they are shaholchim pasas pachas ba'arba amos. They walk less than 4 amos at a time. They'd walk like 3 amos. You know, 4 amos. Let's say is 6 feet or 8 feet, whatever it is. They'd walk, you know, 3-4 feet, and then sit or wait, and then walk a second time. The base of that idea is the Gemara in Shabbos says Nun Gimel. If you don't, less than Dal Amos is not called Hiluch. It's not called walking. So if you're not, if the Isra is to walk with the Ruach HaTumah, so I'm not walking. I'm just taking like, you know, 3 amos, and then that's not considered a Maisa Hiluch. Okay, but even so, he doesn't like that very much. The Mishnah Berurah says V'kasa B'Shari Tshuva Alzeh Delo Nehira. He brings the Shar Tshuva. He doesn't like that idea very much. The Adav Yoser, what's better is Sheyelchu B'Merutza, just rush. Shlo Lishos Ruach Ra Al Yadav. If you have to decide between not walking and following the letter and just getting off ASAP, the Mishnah Berurah says get it off ASAP, even if you have to walk to get it. Now, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, D'le'inyan Zeh, with regard to the rule of having the Ruach HaTumah on your hands in your house, Amrinan, we say kula beisa ka'arba amos dami, that your whole house is like your whole room, your whole house is considered like a dalad amos, and that's many say that's the shita sazor. The zohar goes like the shita in brachas of chafei alazar, but Yaakov I think told that the din is arba amos means like the whole room. So there are those that's the zohar shita, and therefore you could rely on it. Of all, however, says Mishnah Berurah, ain't this mochval zed, don't rely on that, ki im b'shas l'chak, unless you really have to. So I would say, for example, getting up in the middle of the night, you can certainly rely on this, your whole house is one dalramas, and not worry about it to go get the kid's bottle, etc. Now, im erev mishkav, sorry, now im erev, if it happens, kishimashkin b'lala, you get up midnight, she'ein lo mayim, and you time to get up, but you have no water, litul yadav, to wash your hands. Shalush pa'amim karoi, 3 times on each side as you ought to, as appropriate. Laha'avir ruach hatuma, in order to get the ruach hatuma off your fingers, off your body. Afal pikein, even so, chalilalo, you know, God forbid, levata medivrei Torah, mishum zeh, achyir hayom. Don't not learn because you couldn't wash your hands until the morning time. Now, Ella, what you have to do is yitol ma'at, at least wash your hands a little bit. He said even haven't got enough water to wash 3 times on each side. But there's an iser to say Berchas HaTorah, or to say Hashem's name, which goes with saying the bracha, or even a pasuk, or even a kinoi if your hands are dirty. So you have to wash your hands with a little bit of water. That's the verb yitol, referring to water. Oh, yinaket, or just at least like clean your hands, yadav, b'chol mida d'menaki, with anything that will clean them. In other words, you take a face cloth and get all the surfaces of your hands to clean them off of whatever dirt and filth they might have touched when you're sleeping, you might have scratched yourself, whatever it is, touch your body where it's covered. So wipe it clean with the cloth, whatever it is, v'yivarach, and make your bracha, until sadan you make, v'yilmud, and then you can learn, make your I'm sorry, v'yivarach, I should have said, is the bracha you'll make there, is the berchas HaTorah, v'yilmud, and learn Torah, kadin ha-talmud v'poskim, as the Talmud and the poskim say, to find a lashon, I'm not exactly sure what he meant, but my strong inclination is, what's he mean to have by kadin ha-talmud v'poskim? I think he's coming to say, lafuke these Kabbalistic ideas. Don't, in other words, if we got away, the same idea. The black white halacha is, you get up, you learn Torah, and don't worry about, if you can't help it, don't worry about the Ruach HaTumah, it's not a ma'akiv, and that's the din, and don't worry about any other fancy, you know, esoteric ideas. Do what the Talmud and the poskim say, la halacha. Fine. Tzivka and Gimel, he said, this is not going on the Ramah. The Ramah said, at least, al kol panim, or makomakom, excuse me, don't miss the time that the Tzibur is mispalm, that the community davens. So he says, hainu afa pi shelo yavar zman tefila. It doesn't matter that you have lots of time till the cutoff for davening shacharis has happened. It doesn't matter. Mikomakom, whatever happens, mitzvah im tzibur. The separate mitzvah, besides for getting up early and hitting davening at the proper time, there's a separate mitzvah of davening with the minyan, with the tzibur, and therefore that's what you should do. Okay, he says, I'm the command bestow sifkat and test. We'll get there shortly, we'll see it inside, okay? But sifkat and dalit. Okay, sorry, no, back inside now. New point. The Mechaber had his choice of how to start the Shulchan Aruch, and he wants his Gavra Kari. The Ramah seems to want to have started a different way. I mean, his first comment was addressing directly the point of wake-up time, but now he wants his start point. So his starting point is, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I place Hashem before me always. It's a pasuk of Tehillim. So, Hu Klal Gadol B'Torah U'Malos HaTzadikim. This is a great principle of the Torah and like the levels of the righteous people, the tzaddikim, asher hochim lefnei Elokim, that walk before Hashem. So his start is, where it's at is to be God aware at all times, and you should put Hashem before you. Be mindful of Hashem, and that's where it goes. That's where he starts from. Now, there's a strong technical kash on this, which is, the Gemara says clearly that the only time you need to be aware that you're standing in front of Hashem proper is when you're davening Shmona Esrei. So, the question, the kasha would be on the Ramah, how can you say it's a din to always have Hashem before you? That's not true. To be mindful of Hashem is really in front of you is only a din, dafkin shmona esrei. So the answer is enachinami. He's talking about, if you're serious about the malas tzaddikim, to steig and raise up in your level of being a tzaddik, this is the path to do it in. But enachinami, it's not me'ikra din. If a person doesn't fulfill, as we'll define different ways of Shavisi Hashem, a particular mindfulness, he's standing in front of Hashem proper, that's not Mikra Dinner Prom, but that's where we want to be headed, to be constantly God aware, as the Mishnah Berurah now will discuss inside. He says, Hatzadikim, Dahainu. That's to say, it's interesting he actually chose the Dibur Maskal Hatzadikim, maybe emphasizing that very point. Well, he's going to say in a second that so he will. The Mishnah Berurah himself will say in the Bir Alacha that there's these Sheish mitzvahs Tamidius, and yet there's six mitzvahs that are always encompassed upon you, which essentially are the parameters of being God aware. That's certainly true. A person has to be aware there is a Hashem and nothing else besides him, and not Lo Sasuru. All true. But it could have been thought, I was sort of bevoring the question, that you're like, you have to be mindful, I'm standing in front of Hashem, like, proper, which is a separate din in Shmoneh Esrei. You're tucking your shirt before Shmoneh Esrei, you understand? You can't walk around if you're untucked, you're now standing in front of a king. So you might think, oh, I'm in front of a king all the time, I can never walk with my shirt untucked. Not true. That's not true. That din is a special din, but the more a person is more God-aware, he'll hold himself, he'll be mindful that Hashem is around all the time, as he'll define where we're headed with this. Okay? He'll say, Dahainu, the way to go to be Mekayim Shavisi Hashem, to place Hashem before you, is Shiyitzayer Benafsho, to like make it imprint into your self, Tamid, like on a permanent basis, Eich Shu Omed Lefnei Hashem Yisborach, like you, how you stand in front of Hashem. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem is Moloch La'aretz Kvodo, Hashem is everywhere, so you're always in front of Him, and be aware of it. Now, the Kasvu B'Shem Ari, now the Arizal, this now we're lapsing Kabbalistic here a second, Zechorno Levracha, at Pazal, She Yitzayer Shem Havaya, you should actually not just, Yitzayer literally means to like, I use it as, I think he meant it, to make an imprint, but not literally. The Arizal learned it more like, really like you're actually making a, in your mind's eye, a proper inscription of the Shem Havaya, that means Yudke Vavke, Tamid Neged Einav, that always in front of your eyes. Now this is something that I'm actually not really able to do, I mean, that actual basic capacity, but I can understand what he's saying. What he's saying is this, that you should, when you are looking out through your eyeballs, you should have like a, I'll call it a daydream, like a vision in front of you of like an overlay of the letters Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey, like in front of you, with the dots as he wants them, the Nikud of Yud, the Yud with the Chirik and the Hey with the Shva and the Vav with the Patah. Comments, excuse me, comments. So, that's what he, that is what the Arizal wants him to be doing. If you take it seriously, I'm conjecturing a little bit, educated conjecturing. The Arizal spent a lot of time doing his Kabbalistic meditation, so he strengthened his mind's eye. For me personally, I don't know about you, but for me personally, it's very difficult for me to imagine anything. If you just, like, close my eyes, I can't even imagine my mother's face, or let alone the letters of Hashem's name. My mind doesn't work that well like that. But you can strengthen your capacity to, you know, visualize things. He wants it so visualized that you're actually seeing Hashem's name in front of you all the time. That's what the Arizal wants. Right? Bezet to'elis gadol le'inyan hayira. Says the Arizal, that's a great step in the right direction if you want to really head to have proper Yirah Shamayim. Yirah Shamayim means to see Hashem, kilo, the word ro'eh, right? You're God aware. So you really be God aware, you'll have him, so to speak, his name, because you can't see him, obviously, in front of you at all times. Okay, so he brings that down. He brings the Arizal down. There are those that, because of this Arizal, who aren't, I guess, able to literally have it, as I described it, through their eyeballs. What do? Lasos menorah shel klaf. They make. You see this in every in Sephardi shul. Menoros means like a. There's like on a parchment. They have like a picture of like a menorah made out of words, and on those words you have mitzuyarim that are illustrated. Laniach b'sedurim. They come inside the seder. Bekosim behem shvi'is Hashem l'negdi samid. They're written on there. You've seen them, I'm sure. Every Sephardi seder even has them inside a photocopy, right? But on a klaf. Ben Arba Osios with the four letter name of Hashem, Ushari Shemus and other 42 letter names of Hashem and other 72 letter names of Hashem, all in this fancy diagram. Umunura Kazeh Haisanikras Hashem Shvisi. They actually called this drawing, I'll call it, that's in the menorah shape, they called it a Shvisi because of this thing, because you place Hashem before you always. Vatamhu Riziz Bechdeshien Nizkar Shalola Siach Sicha Batela Batoka Tfila Me'emas Hashem. Basic, you know, ground level for the Kabbalistic stuff, idea is, you want people to be God aware, so you don't talk in shul. You have God in front of you, you don't mess around in the shul. That was the basic idea. Now, because of Bashari Tshuva, he brings from the Shari Tshuva, Bashem Tavu Ashur, he says, Shera'ui, it's appropriate, Le'ezer Chayel Levat Laminu, someone who wants to fight for Hashem, to try to get rid of this, everyone having these little pieces of paper floating around, or pieces of parchment floating around, that have Hashem's name on them, because ki al pi haro, because most of the time einem mishmarim es haklaf karoi, they don't take care of it properly. V'tishbachena barosh kol achutzos. That's like a poetic language. This is not the Mishnah Berurah talking. This is the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Shari Tshuva and the Tavu Ashur. It's a reference to Eicha. Like it lies around, like in the, you know, the public place, not properly taken care of. V'gam kama pamim bo lidei mechikas Hashem. And oftentimes, even can come that the name can be damaged, and you can actually be over the Isra Deraisa. Is an Isra Deraisa rubbing out Hashem's name? You can scratch out the name because it's lying there to be scratched out. Venira. And he says, it seems the menorahs hagadolos, the big ones they have, hamutziyaras al klaf shakovim bebeis haknesses l'tneha amud. They put it also in the shul, like in front of the place of the siddur davening. That's but it's tachas tavala shel zechuchif, behind a glass sheet. So then she'ein shayach bazet tam hanol. It seems that's not the problem of it lying around and the name getting damaged or not getting treated properly. It's not relevant if it's up on the wall behind glass. It's protected. So les lambach. You wouldn't have a problem. Ad kan lashono. That's the quote from Tavu Ashur. So now the Mishnah Berurah picks up. V'kovim ba'amid below tavala. However, those who stick it up on the wall without glass protection behind it, not a frame, glass frame, yesh limchos biyadam. You should raise a fuss and complain against those people. Ki alidei haneros, because it's also, we don't have it so much today, but there's a din you have to light up by the amid. So I don't know why we don't do it here in the shul, but to be honest, but they many old school, they always had like a candle burning in the front. Now we have lights, I guess. But so the problem is the candle puts off smoke, puts off heat. That's no good. Because of those neros, the actual real flames, shakov and ba'amud, that sit on the beam of there, whatever it's called, the amud where they're davening from, bo'barov he'itim li'dei mechikas Hashem chas v'shom. That will, over time, come to get the name destroyed, the name on the clock. Okay. Fine. Now, what really runs on is as a I broke it up for a reason. The Ramah now continues on as if it's one thought, the Shavit Hashem and Negdi Tamid, but that really was his innovation. Now he's going to start quoting, without a period even, an idea quoted from the end of the Mor Nevuchim. He says, "Ki einish." So remember, the sentence started out by saying, "Shavit Hashem and Negdi Tamid." It's a klal gadol b'Torah of Malas HaTzadikim. It's a great level for those that share holchim with the Elohim. Why? Now we're lapsing to Rambam talk, Mor Nevuchim talk. "Ki einish shivas adam." Because the way a person sits around, utnuosav, asakav, and the way he does his thing, v'hulavado b'beiso, when he's on his own, it's incomparable. It's not the same as kishivaso, utnuosav, v'asakav, v'hulachem melech gadol. When you're in front of a king, you don't behave that way. V'lo dibura, v'harachavas piv kirtsono, the way you just talk and even like open your mouth. V'im anshe beiso krovo. The way you do that when you're amongst your own family members is not the same way. When you're sitting in front of royalty, you behave differently. Kol shekein, all the more so, because yasma adam alibo, when a person puts it to his heart, shemelach agadol kodesh baruch hu asher melach al haaretz kvodo, when a person realizes that Hashem, who fills the whole world, omed alav, is standing upon him, ro'e b'ma'asav, and he sees what we're doing. Moshe Nemar, the pasuk says from Yirmiya, "Im yisaser ish b'nistarim vanilor enunu Hashem." Can a person think he's like? Can a person hide away and I won't see him? Says Hashem, "I'm not making bracha because I'm not thirsty." By the way, I'm just yelling. So miyad, immediately yagia alav hayira v'achna v'pachad Hashem yisbarach. Immediately, when a person is mindful that he's in front of Hashem, immediately, well, he'll get the proper yira, yiras Hashem, v'achna. V'achna, yira means be God aware. Like from the, you see Hashem, you're God aware. You know He's there. It's like if you see Him, so to speak. V'achna is like submission. The pachad Hashem and like the fear. Pachad is fear. Pachad Hashem is barach uboshtom emenu tamid. And all the busha is busha means shame. It means this. When busha is the feeling like Adam Rishon had back in the Gan, that's the lashon there. When your actions don't live up to your own expectations, that's shame. So you realize you could be doing better and you're not. So you're tamid, you're constantly in busha in front of Hashem because you know you're not living up to your own potential. I'm saying as opposed to like humiliation, which is something like external. This is your internal. You're aware of your own internal failings. That's the Mor Nevuchim. The Mesillas Yesharim says a very similar thing. He uses the same lashon of, maybe it's from the Rambam, that immediately if a person focuses on two things, that Hashem is everywhere and he sees what you're doing, so then immediately the yira will descend upon a person. That's how you get yiras Hashem, by being mindful Hashem's there. Fine. So now on that the Mishnah Berurah says. No, nothing. Sorry, that goes on. Sorry, new point, new sentence. V'lo yisbayesh. A person should not be ashamed, but they bnei adam in front of other human beings. Hamal'igim alav, who mock him for his behavior. Bavodas Hashem yisbarach. People think you're so from and making fun of what you're doing. Doesn't mean I don't think. Doesn't necessarily mean goyim mocking you. It means even Jewish people thinking, oh, who do you think you are? That doesn't matter. If people are scoffing you, you got to do what you got to do. But on the other hand, I'm reading it this way, gam, also, but sneh leches, you also have to walk, modestly, humbly. I'm not saying like the prima gadam learns here, that it's two sides of the coin. On the one hand, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in a second, I'm going to speak the concept, I'm going to see the forest or the trees, you should do what you have to do, if it's the right thing to do, and have that ka'ari, and not worry about what people say. But on the other hand, don't be a show-off. You have to do it, to the extent you can do it, undercover, you ought to. Two sides of the coin. Now, Mishnah Berurah will elaborate further, exactly, some more gedarim. So he says, you shouldn't be embarrassed, b'nei b'nei adam, I'm sifkat and hay here. V'kol panim. In any case, lo yiskotet imahem. You shouldn't, katata is like a quarrel. You shouldn't quarrel with people who are mocking you, and they're making fun of you, don't engage them, just ignore them. Because to be a brazen, a chutzpahdik person, is maguna ma'od. It's disgusting. Azus, brazenness, pride is nasty. Ve'ein roi l'shtamish memena klal. There's no place to use it in your Avodas Hashem. If you live Avodas Hashem Yisbarach, no matter what, it doesn't belong. Do not use that midah at all. Ki yikne kinyan b'nafsho l'yos az. Because it'll make you like a hardened, brazen person, which is terrible. Afilo shlo b'mokum Avodas Yisbarach Shema. Even when you're not serving Hashem. So do not engage with people. Just like water off a duck's back. Don't confront them. Now, hamaligan alav, those who are mocking you. So he says, v'chein. And similarly, imu adam benoni, if we're just regular guys, om b'makom gedolim, and there are greater people around us, lo yisbayesh mehem, don't be embarrassed of learning or doing mitzvahs in front of them, right? Lilma b'lasas a mitzvah, to learn or do the mitzvahs. Don't be ashamed, do what you have to do. Ah, however, im efshal lo lasas a mitzvah shlo b'fneim, tov yoser. It would be better, however, to do it, you know, without under their watchful eye, where you might feel, I'm putting in words here that you can say, but you might feel, I guess, self-conscious. And self-conscious can go in two ways. Self-conscious can mean that, this is me speaking, not the Mishabura speaking, but self-conscious can mean either that you start focused, you're not focused on what you're doing because you're worried they're looking at you, and also can mean that you start thinking you're big stuff because I'm hanging out in the big leagues with the big boys now. So best, if you can, this prima gottam that I think he's getting from the prima gottam, this balance between, on the one hand, do what you have to do and don't be afraid of what people will say. On the other hand, but tznei aleches, you don't have to be a show off. To the extent you can do it, but in a tsunua way, you ought to. Umiyu. Are we over time? No. Umiyu. Nevertheless, b'fnei beinonim, he said if you're in front of the gadolim, then you should keep a low profile. But if you're amongst, you know, your peers, regular people, she yilmadu mimenu, that will learn from you, from your good example. Yesh lomar, there's room to say, tov yoser, it's a dafka better lasos b'fneim. The dafka do your mitzvahs where they see you, she yilmadu mimenu, that they'll learn how to behave themselves. They'll see that, oh, regular people learn too, and they do mitzvahs, diktuk, etc. Right, lasos k'maseu, so they will then emulate your ways. Ach, he warns, however, yechaven libo l'shem shemai, make sure in your being setting a good example, your kavana is that you're doing a avodas Hashem, but below lispar chlila, not to lispar, you know, self-aggrandize. Okay. Now, he says, gam b'tznei aleches, so now the Mishabura says, ritzon alomar, af b'shash hu b'beiso b'tznei, even if you're all alone in the privacy of your home, gam kan yeh lechto im Hashem elokav, you should walk with Hashem, be mindful, kamo shem esayim b'holech, as we will say now. As we go on to say. So now, the Mishabura the Ramah continued on up there. Gam b'tznei aleches. I read how the Prima Gadam reads it, but you can read it. I'm going to read it this way now. The Mishabura is reading it. Gam b'tznei aleches. You should be, you know, tsenua. U'beshachvo al mishkavo. When you're lying on your bed, yeda, even there, we're told private, you should know lifnei mi ata shochev, know before who you should. You're lying before. Umayyad, and immediately, umayyad sheyeor mishnaso, and when you get up in the morning, yakum bezrizus, get up. Bezrizus, alacritously, I guess. Lavodas boro yitzboroch bisalet, to serve Hashem as it ought to be served. And we'll do the last mishabura here.
It's almost like he agrees with what I just said before at the beginning of the...
No, he does agree. He does agree, yeah. Bezrizus. So the mishabura picks up on the Bezrizus. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says, bad news to jump out of bed. When you wake up in the morning, it's bad for the, I don't know, your blood pressure is low, it's no good for you. Lav dafka, don't jump out of bed, like immediately. Ella, yishem ma'at, you should like take a second to relax. Below yamad pitom, don't jump up suddenly. Kizem mazik laguf, that's bad news for your body. You see that in Gittin, it damages you. And he says, tov, it's good lomar, what you ought to say is, take it bakumo, as soon as you gain conscious, you wake up. Say, Modan lefanecha melechai v'kayam. I thank you. Give thanks for you, the living king. Shechazar tabi nishmasi bechemla, that you return my soul to me with compassion. Rabba munasecha, you're super reliable. Your ability to be relied upon, your faithfulness is great. V'tevas bechemla yebas nachta. In English, what he means, asnachta is a little, it's a comma, our version of comma, it's a little, like a wishbone shaped thing you see under the psukim, it means like a pause. So the point is, there's a comma between bechemla and then rabba munasech, you have to pause. It's not It's not chemla rabba. It's not great compassion. It's chemla, pause, comma, rabba munasecha, you are really faithful. Rabba munasecha, believe, have second. Don't break that. That's one idea. Boom, and a kasav, it's based on the pasuk, it's a pasuk in eich, whatever, chadashim, lebakarim. Shekadosh baruch hu, mekayim emunaso lahachsin nishamos ha-mufkadim b'boker, that Hashem is reliable to return back the souls that are deposited by Him in the evening. Ben tzarach v'denetil ha-sidayim, you don't need to wash your hands to say moda'ani. Va'afim yadav mitunafos, even if you know your hands are filthy, it doesn't matter. Ki ein mazkir b'zeh ha-nusach lo shem v'lo kinoy. With this version, moda'ani, there's no mention of Hashem's name or even like a reference, like one of His kinoyim, like a nickname it's called. Mekom makom, nevertheless, Lil Mod, if you want to learn, near the Asr Kodam Shanatal Yavav. You can't learn, and you can't even say Hashem's name or even one pasuk for washing your hands. V'lav hachi Asr Kodam Birchas HaTorah, and also you can't learn without saying Birchas HaTorah. V'ayin le'il v'sof katan, sof sif katan base. Now let me, we're over time, but I want to say one last. That din is not in the Gemara. That's why it says Tov. The Gemara, Daf Samach and Bracha says you say Elokai Neshama. What we say Elokai Neshama, the Gemara says you say that first when you wake up in the morning. The Ben Yonah says, well, how are you going to do that? Your hands are filthy. He says, mysteriously to me a little bit, like in those days, they were more careful and they were vigilant to keep their hands clean so they could, but we can't, so we don't. So this has become the minhag, not to say Elokai Neshama, that's Hashem's name. We say Modani, and he says Tov. It's good to say it. Very good.